Yeah, the linguistic experts at Oxford University Press come up with their word of the year, but this year they've done it a bit differently, proposing instead a shortlist of three words and getting the public to vote on them. The words in question are metaverse, a hypothetical virtual reality environment in which users interact with one another and their surroundings in an immersive way. Hashtag IStandWith, used on social media to express solidarity with a specific cause, group, person, etc. And goblin mode, a type of behaviour which is unapologetically self-indulgent, lazy, greedy, or slovenly, typically in a way that rejects social norms and expectations. Perhaps unsurprisingly, it's goblin mode that came out the clear winner. Its surge came earlier this year. The actress Julia Fox quoted as saying her former boyfriend, Kanye West, didn't like her in goblin mode, something she didn't actually even say. But the idea of living the goblin life took off on social media. Oxford's experts suggest it might be a reaction to the social strictures of COVID-19 lockdowns, though they traced its first usage in this way back to 2009.
Some people probably just thought it was going with that idea of slightly gleefulness, that they thought it was a relatively fun choice, or that it provided them with a word for something they'd been doing but they didn't know that it was called that.
Certainly the fascination with goblins is nothing new. Oxford's own J.R.R. Tolkien conjured them in his Lord of the Rings. Goblins and gargoyles burst forth from the stonework of almost every other building. But have the humans on the streets below heard of goblin mode?
Goblin mode. No.
Any guess as to what it might mean?
Turn into a goblin.
Yeah, goblin mode. It should
I'll
be
use
in the
it from now on.
Okay. Is that a type of behaviour that you occasionally indulge in?
Yes.
I hope I can't identify with that, so it doesn't sound like a very positive thing.
Very often we don't look after ourselves, so I think that's quite a good idea sometimes.
Other institutions have chosen more serious words of 2022. For Merriam-Webster, it was gaslighting. For the Collins Dictionary, it was permacrisis. So is there something peculiar to our times that makes us want to sum them up like this?
People change language by voting with their feet or with their mouths because they choose which words they're going to use in everyday life or in particular situations, and that's how language evolves.
We were going to interview some more people, but A, it was pretty cold and miserable, and B, I felt the journalistic impulse to try goblin mode for myself. So rather than think of a pithy, thought-provoking final line, I decided to eat some churros. They were nice. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, Oxford.